It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Black beans recalled because they may contain rubber balls.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Haven Real Estate.
Oh, the streaming world is big business.
How big is it?
They're saying about $55 billion
oh,
in 2024 will be made by streamers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we call them, is streamers, right?
I mean, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to take a look at the state of the streamers. Who's on top? Who is the steamiest streamer?
You got that down now.
Thank you, Jay.
It's very nicely done.
Let's see how we do with you boys guessing the people, you know, the streamers that are have the most users, and then see how many we can kind of get.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I feel like the number one is obvious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, it's not obvious to you guys. Okay, then you know what?
Ninja?
I forgive because I just thought it would be Netflix. I mean, Netflix has been king.
You're talking about streaming services. I thought you meant people.
Yeah, what? I thought you meant people too. You mean services?
Yeah, streamers are the people who stream. Streaming services are that to me is different. Yeah, when you said streamers, I thought you were talking about people.
Well, this is a real bummer. I'm going to tell you that the streaming people industry is probably not worth $55 billion.
Well, I mean, I thought, again, that it was all combined together.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, there's no way that industry is.
So you want top streaming services. I'm going to go with Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix, number one. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you guys didn't.
Wow, yeah. Look at us go.
Okay.
260 million subscribers.
Okay.
That's impressive. 260 million.
Boy.
Let's see. Steve, I want you to guess, who do you think number two might be?
I'm going to say Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus is not... no, there it is. It's at number five with 63 million. So they're only 200 million behind.
Oh, I know who it is.
200 million behind. What do you think it is, Steve?
Oh,
you said you know.
Yeah, you said you know.
Well, I don't want to take a guess away from you, Jay.
You don't want to go out of order.
Well, and also because if I say it and then it winds up being lower, then...
Then you'll be made fun of and you can't really live with being made fun of twice in the same break.
Well, back to back, so closely together.
I mean, I feel like Disney's pretty popular. Somebody goes Disney Plus. Yeah.
They have made quite the little impression in their short time in the streaming world.
Mm-hmm.
150 million subscribers, which puts them third overall. Amazon Prime Video is second. That is just the power of Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, like you get it free.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Kevin. It's all these all these services that are rolled in. Like Disney Plus is rolled into a lot of things.
It is.
Like you can say, oh, and you get, you know, if you, I think it's even with your cell phone subscription.
Oh, it is.
Sometimes.
That's how I have it.
Yeah, and you'll go, oh, it's you get Disney Plus and Hulu. And so, like, those will be obviously have pretty high numbers. And you're right. Amazon, if you go for Prime member, boom, there you go. So, yeah, I should have probably figured that out. That's my bad.
Boy, no.
I'll put myself in a timeout.
I wasn't going to say either one of those, so I'm glad I didn't say anything.
I will tell you, Apple TV Plus, which I find to be...
That's what I was going to say.
I really enjoy them. They're down at number nine with only 25 million subscribers.
Oh, wow. I'm embarrassed.
So, I mean, it's kind of... I heard... Rob Lowe, you ever heard of that guy?
I have, yeah.
He's an actor,
mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of different shows, and he has a show on Netflix right now. And he was mentioning how one of his bosses at Netflix told him when he was like, you know, geez, dude, I mean, our ratings are this, or we're getting this many million people to watch every week, and how are these other shows doing that are getting all this publicity on, you know, other networks or other streamers? And his boss said, well, you have to realize, even if a small amount of our audience saw your show, it's still probably 5 to 10 times more than what saw the other show that might be really popular on that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess if you only have 25 million on Apple Plus TV,
right,
that's hard to compete with 260 million.
It is.
So Netflix is still king. It's also the one that got the best customer satisfaction, where they're saying, customers saying, yeah, I'm actually, I'm happy with Netflix and happy to keep paying for it.
It is weird, though. I did hear a report that of all the money they make, that most of them still aren't making money. They're not profitable because they pay so much, you know. Yeah. I think it was, isn't it Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus that are all combined?
That is correct.
And then I think that they had never made money till like just this year at some point, even though they're, you know, they make a lot, but they're not profitable because they spend so much.
Right.
Which is weird to think of.
The next thing coming in the streaming world is bundles.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to be the hot thing where they start bundling services together. And I'm like, thank you.
And you know, the funny thing about that is they got that from cable 100 years ago.
Oh, right. They're just doing exactly what cable did.
Right. They just put the bundle on, you see something you want, you're like, well, I mean, I like ESPN Plus, so I guess I'll take Disney Plus and Hulu because, you know, I might not watch them, but I want that one. Yeah.
That's what I did.
See? Suckered you in just like that. And the concert announcement I wanted to tell you about was the fact that Kelsey Ballerini is going to kick off our spring next year on March 14th, 2025 with her show here in Spokane. So Kelsey Ballerini, who's, by the way, tickets go on sale a week from Friday, is going to have Maisie Peters and Marin Taylor with her.
Who?
Uh-huh. And so Kelsey Ballerini will be at the Spokane Arena on March 14th.
Kelsey Ballerini.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you call an apology written in dots and dashes?
Kevin James.
Remorse code?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We should do the final story brought to you by the Goodfeet store.
We should, and we should talk about this. Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Here's my question for you.
Okay.
Steve, have you ever heard of a forever pumpkin?
When you mentioned it like a minute ago.
That was the first time you'd heard of it.
I think so. Maybe if I get more details.
I had never heard of a forever pumpkin.
I mean, is it ceramic? I feel like...
Jay, this is. Listen, I just heard about it.
Okay, yes.
And I thought, what is a forever pumpkin? They say there's different things that can be considered forever pumpkins, but for the most part, what they're trying to do is like have the ones that are made out of like styrofoam or something like that, where you get them, you can carve them to whatever you want them to look like.
Oh, I see.
So they look like a real Jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Real jack-o'-lantern. But the
Is that Jack's wife?
Jack-o'-lantern. Yeah.
Curious.
They're like, they're just foam what the? I will go home.
No, we got to find out about these forever pumpkins.
Yeah. So anyway, a jack-o'-lantern.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Pretty much done.
It's an amazing tool.
Yeah. So they have these jack-o'-lanterns that are made of styrofoam, and you can obviously carve styrofoam.
Yeah, you carve it into whatever you want to do.
Wait, would that make a mess? I feel like that would be...
I would probably less of a mess than a real pumpkin.
Well, that is true.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
But the advantage is then you get to keep them year after year. Storing them, probably not that fun. But
no,
it does make it kind of cool to just have a pumpkin forever.
Yeah.
Ready when needed.
At least the styrofoam pumpkins are super light. That's cool.
Yes.
Although if you put them outside, probably blow away.
Oh,
that would be indoors only, I think.
Come on. They think of that stuff, too.
Oh, what? You just nail it to the ground or something?
Yeah, you can just weight it down and, you know, there's candles that you can put in there that help hold them down or whatever.
Oh, wait. You got to hollow out the styrofoam? That's the other part. Does styrofoam burn?
Well, no. I mean, it comes hollow.
Fake candle. Yeah. Hmm. Oh, I see. So it actually comes hollow. Whoa.
Right, I'm assuming, Jay. Now I don't know because I've never bought one. But I'm assuming
You know what happens when you do that.
I know it. I know.
Also, you say Jan-O-Lantern.
You say Jan-O-Lantern when you assume. Also, can you buy a styrofoam pumpkin in Washington?
I think so. Oh, I see what you're saying. We may not allow it here.
Yeah, we're pretty much against styrofoam here.
They do look cool. The fact that you can carve them is what
made me yeah.
excited about it.
Oh, and you can... Wait, do they come like that, or do you, like, spray paint them orange? Or
That was the other question I had, yeah.
Yeah, I believe they come like this, Steve, where they look like a pumpkin, and then you just cut your little design, your little jack-o'-lantern face in them, and you're set to go.
Boy, Tom, with a great, absolutely great point. Can you imagine the noise of carving a styrofoam pumpkin?
Oh, boy. hadn't thought about that. Folks.
That would send some people literally over the edge.
Yeah.
Man, maybe there's a special knife or something. I don't know.
I don't know. You remember our friend, Kevin, our friend Johnny D. He has an incredible reaction to styrofoam squeaking against each other. I mean, he will run like his hair is on fire out of the room. Because it drives him so crazy.
I get it. That noise is a bad noise.
Oh, my gosh.
This foam, I mean, it's still going to make noise. I'm just trying to look at it real close to see if it's, you know, actual styrofoam. And it's not really styrofoam. It's a thicker foam or whatever.
Sure.
But I'm guessing it still probably makes a noise.
Stacy said they got them at the crap store.
The crap store?
Oh, she said craft.
Oh, is that the store with all the crap in it?
Yeah.
Wait, am I not hearing this right?
I don't know.
Steve, have you ever been to a crap store?
Jan-O-Lantern?
Have you ever been to a crap store?
Yeah.
Which one?
Like Joanne Fabrics or something?
No, that's a fabric store.
I mean, yeah.
I can't totally count that as a crap store.
I think
store.
You're right, Kevin.
Wait, you are saying craft, right?
Craft.
Well, yeah. What did you think we were saying?
Okay. Like cheese.
Correct.
Like a craft. Like a project.
I mean, I guess Joanne's kind of counts, but I was more of like a Michael's or Hobby Lobby.
Oh, sure.
You know, something
along.
Oh,
you've been there?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
You know, arts and crafts.
Are you doing arts and crafts at home when we're not looking?
Wait, are you saying crafts?
Yes. What other word would there be?
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Jay and I both, I mean, have spent many a days in a crap store trying to look for stuff. You know, back in the day, my ex-wife used to work at Michael's.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, she did work at a crap store.
Are you saying? What?
Have you never? What is the problem with the crap store? You don't like them?
Craft.
Kevin, have you ever done the coupon there where you're like, you know, it's like, oh, you get 10% off and then you go in with somebody else and they bring their phone and they get 10% off and then 6 hours later you get through the checkout? You ever been there for that?
No, I haven't done that.
Oh, that is so fun.
Wow.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Here's so-and-so and they're all crying but happy tears and just the reuniting of people. That would be your quote-unquote book. Mine still, I want to do the sit outside a bank of porta-potties that are all lined up at Hoop Fest on a 100-degree day and catch people's facial expressions as they walk out.
Kevin James.
It's also great. It's a different kind of tears.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, caller 7 right now, 509-441-0999. Let's play.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
All right. Beat the show time. Beat the Show is brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. We're playing for a $25 gift card to Indaba. Thank you, Indaba Coffee Roasters. You rock. Indaba Coffee. We love your roasters. We love them lots. And I don't have the other part of it yet. We'll have to work on it. Just
gonna.
Okay.
I hope they like that.
I do too. Colin, what's up?
How's it going?
Good, man. What you up to?
I am about to pick myself up a coffee here shortly.
Very good. Yeah, you got to get one of those. Got to get your day started. I get it, yeah.
What will you be drinking for your coffee today?
I think I might keep it pretty simple and just do a coffee with cream. Nothing crazy.
Nothing too fancy, okay. Yeah. Save about $5 on that then. Hey, are you a warm coffee only in the morning, or what is your, like, your go-to? Chilled, iced, what is it?
This morning is pretty cold, so I'm going to go warm, but I can do iced coffee all through the winter, to be honest with you.
Okay, all right, very good. I like that. Some people are just, you know, only do warm. Some only do iced. Yeah. Like, you only do iced, right, Kevin?
This time of year, I will switch to some warm stuff.
Oh, it is weather-related. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
But, I mean, I still will have zero problem drinking an iced drink this time of year as well.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, still thirsty.
Just every once in a while, I might be like, oh, my hands are cold. I want a drink.
is that the voice you use when you do
it?
Yes. Okay, I'm just curious. Oh, golly, my hands are cold. All right, well, Colin, let's play a little game here. We like to call Beat the Show. It's 7 questions of trivia in 60 seconds, and Ryan Reynolds is our category today. Ryan Reynolds. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
Let's go with Kevin on this one.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah. All right, Kevin's going to be the challengee. All right, let's do it, Kevin. See you in 60 seconds. Okay. All right, pass if you get stuck, and we'll see how we do, Colin, okay? All right.
Okay. Question number one. Ryan was born October 23rd, 1976. How old is he turning today?
I didn't get to it. It's a year. Oh, gosh.
1976 he was born, yeah.
Oh, so 24 plus 48.
Who is Ryan Reynolds married to?
Pass.
Who starred alongside Ryan Reynolds in the movie The Proposal?
Jason Segel.
What was the 2011 movie that Ryan was in with Jason Bateman where they switched bodies after wishing they had each other's lives?
The Switch.
Ryan co-owns the soccer team Wrexham AFC. What is the United Kingdom country that team is located in?
Wales.
Ryan Reynolds was previously named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Who is the actor known for being Dr. McDreamy, who had that title in 2023?
Patrick Dempsey.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Kevin! All right, we'll see how you did there. Hold on for 1 second. See how Kevin does. You might do pretty good with this one. I don't know. We'll have to see.
You think so?
Yeah. And again, if Kevin wins, then the Indaba Coffee Roasters gift card is up for grabs. Of course, obviously, if Colin wins, then Colin wins the gift card. It's just as simple as that. Mm. Kevin's back and ready to go. 7 questions of trivia. Kevin, I wish you the best of luck.
All right, Kevin. Ryan was born October 23rd, 1976. How old is he turning today?
Oh, geez. 48.
Who is Ryan Reynolds married to?
Blake Lively.
Who starred alongside Ryan Reynolds in the movie The Proposal?
Sandra Bullock.
What was the 2011 movie that Ryan was in with Jason Bateman where they switched bodies after wishing they had each other's lives?
Oh, man. Pass.
Ryan co-owns the soccer team Wrexham AFC. What is the United Kingdom country that team is located in?
God, I watched this show. Oh, that is going to hurt.
You going to pass?
No, I'm not, Steve.
Okay.
I can't think of a pass. Gosh darn it.
Ryan Reynolds was previously named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Who is the actor known for being Dr. McDreamy, who had that title in 2023?
Patrick Dempsey or something.
Or something. Yeah. Or something. All right, let's see how we did here. Could be pretty close.
Why can't I not?
Ryan was born October 23rd, 1976. How old is he turning today?
Colin did a great job on this. He didn't hear Steve say the year because it cut out on him. Then I told him the year, and he mathed it up in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
That was impressive. Both said 48.
Yeah, both correct.
Yeah, 1-1.
48 today.
Nicely done.
Who is Ryan Reynolds married to?
We got a pass from Colin and Kevin, of course, knew Blake Lively. He loves Blake Lively. Blake Lively's one of his favorite people on the planet or something like that.
I don't really know her, but she seems nice.
Well, she's no Lindsay Lohan, but she's...
Right. Correct. She's two
I like
to one.
Him a little rougher around the edges.
Huh. 2-1.
Who starred alongside Ryan in the movie The Proposal?
Jason Segel was what Colin said. Oh. Maybe you were looking for Sandra Bullock, Steve?
I was, yes.
Sandra Bullock. Was Jason Segel in that movie?
No, he was not.
Okay. 3-1.
What was the 2011 movie that Ryan was in with Jason Bateman where they switched bodies after wishing they had each other's lives?
I like that Colin just said switch. Kevin did a pass there. I couldn't think of that movie. I don't know what it was.
The Change Up.
The Change Up. Yeah, no points. 3-1.
Pretty decent movie. Ryan Cohn's the soccer team, Wrexham AFC. What is the United Kingdom country that team is located in?
Kevin with a pass after a long deliberation in his brain.
They talk about it nonstop, and they pay really good tribute to that country, Welsh.
I mean, Colin said Wales.
Wales.
Wales is right.
Yeah. So there you go, 3-2.
If you're from Wales, you're Welsh, right?
Probably.
Yes.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're in the ballpark.
On it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds has previously been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Who is the actor known for being Dr. McDreamy, who had that title in 2020?
Everybody got Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
So that would be 4-3. Did nobody get to the seventh question?
Nope. Questions were too long, apparently.
Dang it, apparently. Gosh, dang it. That's a win for Kevin. Colin, sorry about that, but I need you to pick a number if you don't mind, and we'll try to get it either to you or someone else, that $25 to Indaba Coffee Roasters. What number would you like to try to be?
Seven.
Seven. Yes.
Attaboy.
Thank you, buddy. That's awesome. Colin, we appreciate you, man. All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate you. 509-441-0999. Caller number seven is the winner. What was the seventh question, just for fun, Steve?
Oh, okay. What character was Ryan in the movie, the Pokemon Detective Pikachu movie?
Glad we didn't get to it.
You want to know the answer?
Really?
No. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So Kevin, our friend Tom, texted in and he said, why do you guys say great guess when it's not a great guess? If it's not right, it's not great, is it?
And that's true. I have brought that up before, Tom. You're right.
Kevin James.
I text him back, great text.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
It is time for the stat of the day.
We're talking PC Halloween.
Yeah.
Let's get a little politically correct, shall we?
I feel like it's the number one holiday where you gotta watch yourself.
It's very true.
Watch it.
Are these costumes still acceptable in 2024?
Oh.
A lot of people were surveyed, 1,000 Americans, and asked if various things are still acceptable, offensive, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll start with this. Can a woman dress as a man?
I don't know.
69% said yes. Yeah, that's still okay.
Okay, yeah.
19% said
Can
no.
Can I just answer I don't know for all of these? I feel like I won't know.
No.
I just don't know. I don't know anymore. I just don't know, Kevin.
Can a man dress as a woman? Is this politically correct? I hope so.
Isn't it just harmless fun? I don't know.
Yeah, pretty good number. Like 69% said yes, while 23% said, don't do that.
Hmm. Is there an answer or it's just surveys?
It's just surveys.
Okay,
yeah,
so we don't
just
really.
What people said.
Nobody has like an answer. You know,
there is no answer.
The PC police don't have an answer. So you're just giving us majorities, basically.
Yes.
Yeah,
this
okay.
is the PC.
I got it.
Police asked people, and the people said...
So the majority has spoken.
That's not offensive.
I get it.
I'm fine with that. Now, listen, it depends on the party. I suppose any party you go to could be real offensive.
Especially if, the people putting on the party are like, yeah, man, that's... Go for it. You know what I mean? Where you're like, yeah, that's... More offensive, the better. We're doing offensive costumes or something. I don't know.
We're doing all the offensive
I don't know. Is that
costumes.
A thing? I don't know if that's a thing or not.
An offensive costume party is really fun, Jay.
I feel like maybe That might be happening. I don't know. I've never been invited.
Oh, my gosh.
So what would you be, like, quarterback?
No, I'm not going to sit here and tell you. That seems like then I'm endorsing that. I'm not doing that.
You didn't like my joke, apparently.
I don't know.
Just going to ignore it?
Did I miss it?
I guess so.
Quarterback?
Let's hear it again. Deliver it with some confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I said, well, what are you going to be like? You know, quarterback, running back, you know, offensive. All right. So, yeah.
Steve, I was going to ask you to go to lunch today, but it's getting closer and closer.
To lunchtime?
If I were to go as an offensive, with an offensive costume, yes. I would just go as a Nebraska Cornhusker.
That is offensive. Ugh. You're gross.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
Offensive? Kevin. Yeah. What would I go as? Hey-o! What would I go? Man, I'm trying to think, Jay. That's a really fun one. Maybe a golfer?
Golfer?
Like Arnold Palmer?
Okay. Now this.
There's a few others on here I don't think I'm going to get.
Oh, okay, that's
how about
fine.
This one? Can your costume include a realistic-looking gun or other weapon? Only 34% said yes.
I think that's a no.
Yeah, the gun I get, the gun especially. But, like, if you're a pirate and you have a realistic-looking sword, but it's plastic, like,
well, I mean, a realistic-looking sword that's plastic. I don't know of one of those, but...
Well, I mean, they might look realistic enough.
Isn't it more fun to do the pirate sword that looks like was made out of wood, you know, like the old-school one?
Yeah.
Because it's funnier that way, is it not?
I think so.
And you know, cooler.
Yeah, you're like, oh, arg, I've got me sword. And it's like, you know, one of those foot-long ones that's clearly not real.
I need a costume for this weekend.
You do? And you haven't done I thought you would have taken time yesterday.
Remember I told you yesterday I was screwed
up. I know, but you've had 24 hours.
That it was next weekend. Well, I thought about it a lot yesterday.
Oh, I've got it.
Problem solved.
I literally have it.
Didn't we decide yesterday what he was going to do?
I don't know. Did we?
No, we did not.
I wasn't listening. Oh, yeah, you could go as Dr.
That was your decision.
I have it. I have the perfect one for you. What have you been spending the last hour doing?
I don't even know. What have I been doing?
What with your leg?
Oh, yeah. Dealing with it. I had to take the wrap off. I had some bleeding going on.
Well, don't worry about
that
part.
I was like, you should look over here. Right now. There's a lot of blood.
No, I'm not.
You want him to be a back scratcher?
I want him to be a mummy.
Oh, a mummy.
You're already wrapping your legs. And you could just like add the... Wait, is that politically incorrect? Or what's that one? Is that offensive to mummies?
Oh, it might be.
Yeah. But it could be cool, too. Like, you don't have to do anything. You just put a little bit of that on. Like, remember the toilet paper mummies used to do as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah, you could do that.
I have to be careful, too, because I'm going to a party where... I mean, it's at my brother's house. And
right.
It's a lot of his friends. That's like quite a few people. And so I don't really know. I'm going to know a handful of them for sure. But I would imagine he doesn't want me to be embarrassing.
Well, I would think that's
and
every
some
day.
Of my costume ideas probably could be a little embarrassing.
But you're thinking of not ever using one you've done before because do you still own some costumes of some sort?
Yeah, a little bit.
And you're not just wanting to go get a mask and call it good?
My son was like, my youngest son, Coop, he was like, dude, go as Paul Blart again. He goes, that was the best
that
costume.
That is a fun costume.
I go, it was a great costume, but I just can't do it. It was like three years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, I don't want to repeat now.
Well, not to mention how old is that movie? Said, that movie's got to be 10 years old.
Yeah, but everybody knew it, Jay. Yeah, it was amazing. Sure. I was surprised by how many people.
Well, especially if you just go with the stash, too. You know, you got to
go with the stash. Oh, yeah. I had the stash. It was solid. But I'm thinking maybe.
Oh?
Oh?
If I could find a good Santa suit.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen a Santa at Halloween, but I don't mind
that's
it.
What I don't know either, right? But I'm going to be like I could be Santa.
Also, are you confused by the holidays?
And it would be a great one to be like. You know, then I could just get a big comfy chair and just sit there all night and be like, come here.
You know, it'd be hilarious if every person you saw at your brother's house, can you guess who I'm supposed to be?
So is Santa not cool at a Halloween party?
I don't think I've ever seen it, but I don't think, well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. And I was thinking maybe I could kill two birds with one stone if I got a good Santa suit. Then I could just start doing Santa stuff, you know, in my older age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. For real. You could go, you know.
What does that entail?
Well, I mean, you could make appearances.
Christmas.